On this day 6 years ago, thousands of Tamil civilians were killed in the Sri Lankan government's brutal final push to win the civil war. Campaigners for Tamil justice call it genocide and say the government told civilian Tamils to assemble in no-fire zones, which they then bombarded with artillery fire and aerial bombs. The UN has acknowledged their failure to act during the war between the Sri Lankan government and the Tamil Tigers was a grave failure to the detriment of hundreds of thousands of civilians. Today, Australians gathered in Sydney's West to commemorate the lives of those lost on this day in 2009 and to march for Tamil justice. Nina Koppel was there.
God has given us all the facilities for us to have everything. But man is not satisfied. As long as there is desire in man, man's ruin is there.
I'm here at Rockwood Cemetery, where a new memorial is being built to commemorate the Tamil people killed in the Sri Lankan War. It began to rain as the Campaign for Tamil Justice started their walk to Blacktown, a march to symbolise the displacement of Tamils from village to village as the Sri Lankan military approached in 2008 and 9. I'm here with Shiva Jalingam. He's a Sri Lankan Tamil politician and former member of parliament. Do you have any memories during the war that you would be willing to share?
Actually, I was mainly involved with many funerals conducted for the victims, mainly by aerial bombings where the body parts were scattered all over the places and the claymore mining and all that type of things. So that type of things I was involved with. Many of those incidents I have witnessed.
What brings you here today?
I have come here all the way from Sri Lanka to participate in that memorial service, which is for over 100,000 people killed in Mulivakkal, that's in the northern province, during the civil war on the May 2009.
What's it like to represent Tamil people in a country that's traditionally been so violent and discriminatory?
We are struggling there mainly because of the continuous atrocities committed by the government in many ways. The genocide is still continuing in different ways.
What's the biggest issue facing Tamil people in Sri Lanka right now?
So what we basically want is the world to look into, continue the investigations, what the UN have started, and find justice for those killed, and make a situation where these type of things reduced, or even if completely eliminated, it will be really good. But this is the first step we are expecting from the world.
So I'm standing here with Saran, who's a Tamil youth activist. Tell me a bit about why you're walking today.
At the end of the war in 2009, over 300,000 civilians basically had to walk from where the war took place to the internment camps. And just as they had to walk, just as 300,000 civilians had to walk, just as 100,000 civilians passed away, for us, walking is about taking that struggle forward. And we have to take this struggle forward because since 2009 till today, the Tamil people have got no closure. They haven't got any sort of justice, any form of justice. There's been no independent investigation into what took place. And this is something that we need to keep in the mainstream, and we need to remind everyone what took place there. And this is how we've decided to do it.
I want to talk to you about the asylum seeker issue. Obviously, there are refugees coming out of Sri Lanka and have been before this crisis, during and after. What effect has the Australian Stop the Boats policy had on this type of movement?
I can understand that there aren't boats going to every single country. Like, it's mainly Australia and a couple of countries in Europe. So I can see why it's an issue. I can see why protecting people whilst they're at sea is an issue as well, because there have been debts there as well. But the reason why people are coming out needs to be looked at. And the reason they're coming out is because they're fleeing oppression, they're fleeing what has been structural genocide in Sri Lanka against the Tamil people, and that needs to be accepted. A solution for the refugee crisis would be to actually put more pressure on the Sri Lankan government to resolve that crisis instead of the Stop the Boat policy.
It's hard when it becomes personal and there are families and friends implicated, but I'm wondering if you have any stories of people who have been sent back and something, you know, a specific story about the treatment that anyone might have received upon returning after trying to flee Sri Lanka?
The main thing that we hear repeatedly is that once they get sent back, they do get arrested at the airport. But they generally are released after that. And it's probably because there's a bit of pressure. But after a couple of months is when they start to get harassed. And that's why we don't, again, that's one of the ways we don't hear about things, because we're only looking at what happens as soon as they get off that plane and whether they get tortured as soon as that, you know, as soon as they step foot off. But that's not the way it works. And Sri Lankan government's not that stupid either. But the harassment and all that takes place after. And then we're sort of blind to it and disconnected from the situation. But we know it happens.
That's Seran Sribalan. He's a Tamil youth activist. Ending that report by Nina Kopal.